Now, take a step back and look at your dots. A good idea at this stage is to start categorizing your dots. Do you see any patterns emerging? For example, you might have several dots that highlight scientific skills, or maybe some dots that point to creativity. These patterns may point to something that is meaningful to you. Another perspective is to look at what is missing from your map, which you can call gaps. For example, you may feel that you need some work on mathematics or a foreign language. At such a young age, you probably don't have certain skills. Your technical knowledge might be at a beginner level, or your physical conditioning might need work. Noticing these gaps will help you in the next steps of your map.